Michael Woodley from Engine Bandy joins us on the line from the West. Michael, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. And look, again, thanks for the opportunity.
We spoke to you before Christmas. Things were ticking along. The breakaway Splendor Group were continuing to push the dealings with the Fortescue Metals. And, of course, the Engine Bandy people continue to be torn apart.
Well, exactly. What happened a couple of days ago is a clear symbol of what's been missing in this dispute for a very long time, and that is the truth. And even every corporation has been sticking by the truth, and we have been, you know, deterred from that. We were steady in our approach. We tried to make a clear sort of sense in terms of how this thing was playing out. I mean, and the decision from the federal court became apparent in terms of what we were saying all along, in terms of what FMG and the Woolmotta Breakaway Group have been doing in terms of trying to misrepresent the Yibundi people by abusing the process.
Just explain what was happening. There was a mole within one of the organisations, if we can say that. Someone who was working away behind the scenes, not doing what they should have been doing.
Well, exactly. I mean, look, what's been happening, and this has been a Fortescue theme right across the Pilbara, what they done and have been successfully doing in terms of reaching Indigenous land use agreement with Pilbara, you know, traditional owners, is that after launching or applying for a mining tenement or mining lease, it triggers off the rights to negotiate in good faith, and this allows you 6 months to try and, you know, deal with all the issues and then try and reach a fair compensation in the process. So that's a window in terms of trying to reach a deal that's going to be good for everyone concerned now and long term. So once that process gets kicked off, FMG then goes to the community and then they make their offer and so on. So if the offer gets rejected, like many times before, then what they do is send in this inside guy. And the inside guy is Michael Gallagher. He's been doing this before. He openly admitted it in a meeting that they had with Woolmotta, and one of the ministers shows that he's done this before for FMG, and this is what he specialized in doing, something to, you know, word to that fact. And he came to Rome because Yibundi Aboriginal Corporation has rejected FMG's deal and said, look, respectfully, thank for the offer, but no thanks, and, you know, be on your way.
Again, just the significance of having truthful, accurate information being passed through this native title process, it becomes much more evident from what's happened that there will always be people trying to work behind the scenes to make it difficult for the mob.
Well, exactly. And look, one of the also advantages of the dirty tactic from FMG and the inside man, Michael Gallagher, is that, you know, obviously having more money then the other side sways heavily towards an outcome, no matter how corrupt or bad it is. And at the end of the day, this is what they're looking for, an outcome. So if they could go through a process where it's going to be litigious in terms of, you know, bringing poor people to a white man's process, and then you have to, you know, make sure you've got lawyers to represent you and you've got the funds to do so and planning and strategy and so on and so forth, then that has been their tactic, and they've been successful with that in the Pilbara. Because at the end of the day, we come from a position of, you know, a very poor background. So we up against not only industry in this matter, we also up against the state government, who allows industry to behave in this way by granting the mining leases, you know, agreeing a commercial outcome in doing so, and they sit on their hands. So it's a daunting prospect and daunting task for any traditional group going through this native title process. Therefore, you know, one of the questions that we put on the table several years ago, and we still would like to see it happen, an inquiry into native title in terms of how we structure native title legislation to be a bit more fair, where an outcome for traditional people of this country becomes fair in the way that it also helps to develop, you know, their aspirations.
The mainstream media at the moment, there's a bit of a feeding frenzy about, you know, looking after the mob and, you know, making them part of the constitution, getting that recognition. There's a lot of feel-good stuff out there at the moment, but again, at the end of the day, behind the scenes, we're talking about a mining company now that's one of the largest in the world. Obviously, profits talk at the end of the day. When we look at the reality of this, it's about making sure that the mining company and the profits remain at the highest possible level, and the rights of the mob, the cultural and heritage rights of the mob, come a poor second.
Well, exactly. Look, the feel-good discussions, as you mentioned, you know, in terms of reconciliation, has been talked about for the last 40, 50 years. You know, it's continue to be sort of, you know, advocated on that level. I mean, you know, and at the end of the day, it's something that I think they deliberately do, in terms of a, you know, slow dialoguing process to get to some sort of a meaningful outcome. I mean, at the end of the day, right? It's fundamental. It's a fundamental fact. It's as simple as, you know, saying that Indigenous people need rights, and therefore this is how we're going to do it. at the end of the day, commercial outcomes in businesses or government, you know, funds make things happen. And this is what we need to put first and foremost on the table. Then everything else becomes a sure thing, that it can be developed once we have the, you know, guarantee of resources to help indigenous people to grow, either in education, health, housing, and so on and so forth. I mean, at the end of the day, they need to realize as well that there are a lot of good leaders out there, you know, who've been to school and educated. And I want to make this clear to the nation as well, that we are not silly. And I think having the opportunity from our country, in the same way that these, you know, multinational companies and FMGs of the world do so to grow and develop and employ and so on and so forth, we would like the same opportunity.
Michael, again, for the non-Indigenous mob out there who would be saying, well, look, Fortescue Metals Group, they've put on the table an offer of jobs and ongoing cash flows for the local community. What's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with that is that, look, they get a double whammy from this, and this is a two-part, what you call a question as well. One is relates to employment and training and business opportunities the companies say that they will provide, and that is a, you know, commercial offer as well. So on the first point, I mean, this is a double whammy for them, right? The state government gives these companies the mining, you know, rights to export our country for a compensation deal that they've already negotiated behind the scenes. Now, in those licenses, they are specific in terms of what the company must do. They must operate from a social responsibility point of view. They must give care and what you call it, you know, consideration to the environment and the country, the water. They also must give opportunity to Indigenous Australia as well, and any Australians. So the opportunity to get employment, training and business opportunities are standard in terms of what their mining licenses says. So that's a given to anyone. But they use that free card to bring to the native title discussion and say, look, we don't have to give you anything, we don't have to even, you know, offer you anything, but we're here for 6 months to try and negotiate in good faith. So one thing that we want to put on the table in terms of reaching anyone is that we'll give you all these opportunities, which the government said they've got to give us anyways. So they don't tell us what the license and the conditions, you know, what the conditions and the license says. So they use that to try and get a cheap deal over the line by Indigenous people. The offer they put on the table, it's not going to do any good in terms of where this community and this nation want to be in terms, you know, I'm talking about everybody, in the next 50, 100 years. So we have a standard that we look at, and this is what more responsible companies are paying in the Pilbara, and we would like FMG to start off on those standards. And if they do, we don't see an issue in terms of developing a partnership.
So at the end of the day, it's not that you're just, you know, sticking your heels in the ground and telling Mr. Forrest no deal. What you are saying is, Twiggy, give us the same deal that others are prepared to give us and we'll negotiate.
Look, this is what we said all along, because we understand what the legislation means. We understand what the process means as well. The process gives no veto to Indigenous Australian. We don't have any veto rights to stop any development happening. Mining is God in this country, as everyone knows, and they would continue to get the green light to develop, you know, their operation, their projects, and continue to make big profit from it. So what we're saying is that we'll be willing to assist you and form partnerships where we can help you understand how the cultural landscapes work, how we view the environment and the water in terms of, you know, proper management, how everybody has been doing for the last 40,000 years. And we will develop a partnership that's going to also grow our people in terms of training, employment, and business opportunities. Now, they said no to that, and we have every right also to say no to the offer. And we're not saying no to a proper negotiation that also, you know, assists us in being part of the project. We're just saying no to a dictatorship that says that this is how we want you to do it.
On that note, Michael Woodley, always good to catch up with you and hear the other side of the story, and we wish you well in your ongoing ventures.
No way, Paul, thanks.